各位弟兄姐妹，我们在座的长子，传道大家平安。
All the brothers and sisters and ministers and deacons, peace be with you all.
感谢主，我们这一次2017年的成人神训班在喜乐坡教会来举办。
And thank God this year, National Adult Theological Seminar, is held in Hillsboro Church.
那大家都很高兴，也很感谢我们喜乐坡教会的接待。
And everyone is very happy, and we are very thankful of the Hillsboro Church receiving us.
就像我们的教务他开会室的时候讲到说，我们来到这边都能够满心喜乐。
And just like during the meeting, the general affair was talking about that every time when we come here, we come with a heart of gladness.
那感谢主，时间过得很快，今天已经星期五晚上。
And thank God that time has passed by very quickly, and tonight is Friday evening.
在两天大家就要离开。
And in 2 days, everyone will leave this place.
那我们的课程也快要结束。
And we will almost complete our lessons now.
那我们晚上继续来谈圣经中的真教会。
And tonight we will continue with the topic, the true church in the Bible.
我们已经谈过很多。
And we have talked about many different classes.
那我们今天晚上从约翰福音来看真教会。
And tonight we will be studying the true church from Gospel John.
耶稣基督他本来是天上至尊荣耀的神。
And Jesus Christ is the utmost and most precious and noble God.
他为了成全救恩。
In order to fulfill the salvation,
那为我们道成肉身来到世上。
He formed into man and came to this world.
他也为我们舍命被钉十字架。
And he gave us his life and nailed on a crucifix.
那借着他的宝血救赎我们。
Through his precious blood, we are all redeemed.
也借着圣灵来建立教会。
And through the Holy Spirit, he established the church.
那约翰福音是很特别的一卷这个福音书。
So Gospel John is a very unique book of gospel.
他从约翰福音第一章第一节谈到太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
And from John chapter 1 verse 1, it talks about in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God.
所以将这位至尊荣耀的神就已经开宗明义来介绍给我们认识。
And so this utmost and very precious and noble God made an introduction for us to know him.
然后也记载耶稣在世上的传道工作。
And also records that all the ministry that Jesus had in this world.
包括他医病赶鬼，行了很多神迹奇事。
Including healing the sick and casting out demons and perform many miracles and signs.
也留下很多宝贵的教训。
He left us many precious teachings.
那当主耶稣从死复活之后，
and after he resurrected from
death, 他向门徒显现。
He revealed himself to the disciples.
当中有一个多马，他因为没有看见。
And among the disciples, Thomas did not see him.
所以他不相信。
So he did not believe him.
那后来主耶稣向他显现。
And then later on, Lord Jesus Christ revealed himself to him.
说伸出你的手来烫我的肋旁。
And he says, give me your hand, you could touch my side of the chest.
那时候多马就信了。
And at the time, Thomas believed.
他就讲一句话。
And so he said one thing.
在约翰福音20章28节。
In John chapter 20 verse 28.
他说我的主，我的神。
And he says, my God, my Lord.
所以约翰福音从第一章第一节拉到20章28节。
And so from John chapter 1 verse 1 all the way to John 20 verse 28.
我们就可以体会到耶稣基督为什么来到世上。
So we can feel that why the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
那在约翰福音第三章十三节。
So in Gospel John chapter 3 verse 13.
说除了从天降下人就在天的人子，没有人升过天。
And no one has ascended to heaven but he who came down from heaven. And that
is the Son of Man. 耶稣基督为什么要道成肉身来到世上。
So we have to understand why the Lord Jesus Christ came to this world in flesh.
他来到世上就是要成全救恩。
He came to this world because to fulfill the salvation.
所以在约翰福音里面有一节很重要的经文。
And so in Gospel John, there's a very important verse.
就是16章的28节。
And this is chapter 16, verse 28.
约翰福音16章的28节。
Gospel John, chapter 16, verse 28.
16章28节。
Chapter 16, verse 28.
我从父出来到了世界，我又离开世界，往父那里去。这一节经文也是贯穿整个约翰福音。
And I came forth from the Father and have come into this world again. I have leave the world and go to the Father. So this verse went through the whole entire Gospel of John.
他的第一章就是介绍我从父出来。
And from chapter 1, he introduces that he came from the Father.
那第二章到十二章就是他到了世界。
So from chapter 2 to chapter 12, he came to this world.
那13章到19章就是他要离开世界。
Chapter 13 to chapter 19 is when he was about to leave this world.
那20章跟21章就是他往父那里去。
And chapter 20 to 21, he went to the Father.
那这四句话，他把整个约翰福音21章，整个把它贯穿在一起。
So these four passages linked John chapter 21 altogether.
那我们提到耶稣道成肉身来到世上。
So we have talked about that Jesus came to this world in flesh.
他就是要成全救恩。
And in order to fulfill the salvation.
为我们舍命来流血。
He will forsake his own life and shed his blood for us.
所以这样来建立教会。
And so is to establish the church.
那当这个约翰福音里面。
In this Gospel, John
有提到一句话。
It talks about one word.
看约翰福音。
Let's turn to John.
约翰福音的第二章。
And 第二章。
约翰福音第二章。
And John chapter 2.
约翰福音第二章。
Gospel John chapter 2.
第二章的第十九节
Verse 19
耶稣回答说你们拆毁这殿我三日内要建立起来犹太人便说这殿是四十六年才造成的你三日内就再建立起来吗但耶稣这话是以他的身体为殿所以到他从死里复活以后门徒就想起他说过的这话便信了圣经和耶稣所说的这边讲到三天跟四十六年
And here it talks about 3 days and 46 years
那当耶稣来到世上的时候
When Jesus Christ came to this world
他传福音医病赶鬼
He preaches the gospel and healed the sick and cast out demons
那最后他要面对十字架的苦刑
And at the end he will face the suffering of the crucifix
所以他为我们的罪死之后
So after he died for our sins
他三日从死复活
He will resurrect from death after 3 days
那耶稣是不是离开我们
Did Jesus depart from us?
他没有跟我们同在
He is not abiding with us
不是
And no
所以约翰福音里面有说他要赐下真理的圣灵就是保惠师
And John talked about that he was sent down the Holy Spirit which is the counselor
而且永远与我们同在
And will constantly abide with us eternally
那耶稣道成肉身在我们当中
And Jesus formed into the flesh among us
在前面的福音书有提到以马内利
And the previous gospel books talks about Emmanuel
那以马内利就是神与我们同在
So Emmanuel means that God is with us
今天他借着教会
And today through the church
来彰显他的恩典
To reveal his grace
来显明他的荣耀
And to show his glory
来施行他的救恩
And to exercise his salvation
借着受洗归入基督
Through baptism you belonging to Christ
能够成为主名下的人
And then you could become somebody under the Lord's name
而且主耶稣他在我们当中
And Lord Jesus Christ is among us
他永远与我们同在
And he will dwell with us eternally.
他也与教会同在。
And he abides with the church.
那我们来看第一章。
And let's turn to chapter 1.
约翰福音第一章。
John chapter 1.
第一章十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰福音第一章十四节
John chapter 1 verse 14
道成的肉身住在我们中间充充满满有恩典有真理我们也见过他的荣光正是父独生子的荣光这边告诉我们
And here tells us
道成的肉身
The word became flesh
那住在我们中间
And dwelled among us
这个住这个字它有支搭帐幕的意思
AndDwelt, this word means to pitch the tent.
我们如果从旧约的会幕
and from the tabernacle in the Old Testament,
然后到圣殿
until the holy temple,
到今日的教会
until the church today,
如果把它连在一起
if we all connect everything,
那你就可以知道十四节他所讲的
then we can understand what verse 14 is talking about.
他住在我们当中
He dwelt among us.
那我们也要在中间跟神来往
So we will be in the midst and interact with God.
所以神与我们同在
So God's with us.
而且这个住就是支搭帐幕
And so this dwelling means to pitch the tent.
我们来看出埃及记
And let's turn to Exodus.
出埃及记二十五章
Exodus chapter 25.
出埃及记二十五章
Exodus chapter 25
二十五章第八节
Verse
8又当为我造圣所使我可以住在他们中间、那再看二十二节
And let's read verse 22
二十五章二十二节
Exodus chapter 25 verse 22
我要在那里与你相会又要从华贵施恩座上两个基路伯中间 和你说我所要吩咐你传给以色列人的一切事、这边告诉我们
And here tells us
他要在我们中间来往
And he will meet with us among us
也要在那里与我们相会
And he will meet us there
所以神的应许很奇妙
And so the promise of God is miraculous
你可以从会幕看到神他的应许
And so from the tabernacle you can see the promise of God
所以当我们要建立教会
So when we are building the church
你可以看到会幕的建造
You can see the building of the tabernacle
它是按照神所吩咐的尺寸
This is all according to the dimension instructed by God
而且是合而为一的
And this is all in unity
看二十六章
And let's see chapter 26
二十六章三十节
Chapter 26 verse 30
要照着在山上指示你的样式立起帐幕、这边讲到要立起帐幕
And it says you shall raise up the tabernacle
这个帐幕是神与我们相会与我们同在的地方
And this is a place that God will meet us and accompany us
那这个帐幕也是照着神所指示的样式来立起来的
And this tabernacle it's built based on the exact instructions of God
我们昨天有谈到教会合一的真理
And we have talked about yesterdayChurch being unified as one.
教会是联属耶稣。
And so church is united with Lord Jesus Christ.
它是在真道上合一的。
And this is unified as one in the truth.
合一是在基督里面。
And so this is being unified in Christ.
而是在圣灵里面合一。
And unified in Holy Spirit.
所以二十六章当中。
And in chapter 26.
他有提到建造会幕是用十幅幔子。
And this is talking about that in building the tabernacle, you have to use a certain cloth. And verse 1.
是用十幅幔子做帐幕。
And you have to use 10 curtains.
那第三节说是五幅幔子要幅幅相连。
And in verse 3, 5 curtains should be coupled to one another.
所以两边五幅对五幅都要幅幅相连。
And so the 5 curtains on each side.Size should be coupled to one another.
那第五节说相连的幔子要做五十个纽扣。
And it says that the other five curtains shall be coupled to make 50 sets.
那五十纽扣是要两两相对。
And so the five curtains shall be coupled.
然后第六节说到要成为一个帐幕。
And verse 6 it says that it will be.Together as one tabernacle.
所以我们今天教会的建立
And so the building of the church today
是按照圣经的真理
This is according to the truth in the Bible.
而且是在基督里面合一的。
And this is to unify in Christ.
照着山上指示的样式。
According to the teachings on the mount.
那主耶稣先告诉我们。
And so Lord Jesus Christ have said to us.
他要为我们的罪来死。
And he will die for our sins.
死后三天要复活。
And after death he will resurrect.
所以在约翰福音第二章有讲到。
So in Gospel John chapter 2 it says.
一个是三天，一个是四十六年。
And one is the third day, the other one is the 46 years.
我们知道所罗门的圣殿。
And we know that the temple of Solomon.
从第一圣殿到第二圣殿。
From the first temple to the second temple.
到百姓回国重建圣殿。
Until when the people return back to the nation to rebuild.
之后圣殿也曾经荒废。
And
荒废。
And then the temple was once abandoned before.
然后在罗马帝国的时代。
And in the Roman Empire.
那个提多将军也将圣殿毁掉。
And so the general Titus destroyed the temple as well.
那我们知道当时希律王他就是曾经用了这个46年时间来重建重新修造。
And we knew that King Herod spent 46 years to rebuild the temple.
那你说从会幕到圣殿来讲。
So from tabernacle to the holy temple.
这个都已经不完全了。
So this is all incomplete.
如果用物质的来看。
And from a physical perspective.
但是今天主耶稣告诉我们。
And Lord Jesus Christ have said to us.
我们今天要建立的是属灵的圣殿。
What we have to establish is the spiritual temple.
是三日内建立起来。
And we will build it within 3 days.
那主耶稣是以他的身体为殿。
And Jesus Christ used his body as temple.
所以以弗所书第二章讲。
So Ephesians chapter 2 have said.
我们看以弗所书第二章。
And let's turn to Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章。
Ephesians chapter 2.
以弗所书的第二章
Ephesians chapter 2
第二章的第二十节
verse 20
被建造在使徒跟先知的根基上有基督耶稣自己为房角石各房靠他联络的合适渐渐成为主的圣殿我们也靠他同被建造成为神借着圣灵居住的所在这边告诉我们
And here tells us
那今天我们从会幕一直到这个圣殿。
So from the tabernacle until the holy temple.
那约翰福音很特别。
So Gospel John is very unique.
他从第一章的十四节说住在我们中间。
So from chapter 1 verse 14 it says dwelled among us.
那如果我们把约翰福音从第一章走到二十一章。
So if we walk through from chapter 1 to chapter 24
这个会幕里面
so within the tabernacle,
它外面有院门
and there is a gate,
那个就是第一章
court, and this is chapter 1,
介绍耶稣来到世上
so this is introducing Jesus Christ to the world,
那第二章就是同祭坛
and so the second will be the altar,
来阐明耶稣要成全救恩
and it's to speak about that Jesus will fulfill the salvation,
那第三章讲到洗濯盆
And the chapter 3 talks about rebirth.
就是主耶稣跟尼哥底母谈论重生的道理。
And this is the teachings of the conversations between Jesus and Nicodemus.
然后到了第六章。
And until chapter 6.
耶稣讲生命的粮。
And this is talking about the bread of life.
那个就是圣所里面的陈设饼。
And so this is the bread that is set in the most holy place.
那表明这个属灵的这个粮食。
And this is talking about the spiritual food.
我们都应当从主来领受。
So all of us shall be receiving it within the Lord.
让我们的生命更丰盛。
And so that our life can be more abundant.
那再来就是第八章。
And then it's chapter 8.
耶稣说我是世界的光。
And Jesus says that I am the light of the world.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里面走。
Whoever follows me will not be in darkness.
他要得到生命的光。
And they will receive the light of the world.
那个就是金灯台。
And so this is the golden lampstand.
然后你走到17章的时候。
So when you walk to chapter 17. And this is the prayer of Jesus.
那这个十七章整章都是讲祷告。
So this whole chapter of 17 is talking about the prayer of
Jesus. 就是介绍大祭司的祷告。
And this is introducing the prayer of the high priest.
也是中保的祷告。
And also the prayer of the mediator.
那这个祷告也教导我们。
And this prayer teaches us.
我们应该能够把这个祷告陈列在神的面前。
And so that we can display this prayer in front of the God.
那到了十九章。
Until chapter 19.
因为十八章讲耶稣被捉拿。
And because chapter 18 talks about Jesus being captured.
十九章讲到耶稣被钉十字架。
And chapter 19 talks about Jesus nailed on the cross.
那他被钉十字架的时候。
After he was nailed on the cross.
他讲了七句话。
And he has said seven words.
那当中有一句讲成了。
And one he said that this is all fulfilled.
那之后主耶稣就气也断了。
And he took
his last breath. 他在断气之前。
And before taking his last breath.
就是把灵魂交托给神。
And he gave his soul to God.
那这个时候呢，圣所跟至圣所的幔子。
And until this time that the holy place and the most holy place, the veil, and it was split from the top to bottom.
那这个也告诉我们,
this is also telling us,
这个主耶稣成全了救恩,
that Jesus has fulfilled the salvation.
他为我们开了一条又新又活的道路,
and he has opened up a brand new and living way for us.
就是从幔子经过,
and this is through the veil.
所以我们今天才能够坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前。
And so that all of us can come bravely onto the merciful throne.
而且蒙恩会得随时的帮助。
And so that we can receive grace and receive constant help.
所以耶稣讲三天跟四十六年。
And so Jesus spoke about third day and 46 years.
你可以知道这个属灵的教会。
And you can see that the spiritual church.
就是主耶稣他所支搭的真帐幕。
And so this is the tent that Jesus personally had.
我们来看希伯来书。
And let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的第八章。
And Hebrews chapter 8.
希伯来书第八章。
Hebrews chapter 8.
第一节。
Verse 1.
我们所讲的是其中第一要紧，就是我们有这样的大祭司，已经坐在天上至大者宝座的右边，在圣所，就是真帐幕里面做执事。这帐幕就是主所支搭，不是人所支搭。这边讲到真帐幕。
And here talks about the true tabernacle.
而且这个帐幕呢是更完备的。
And this true tabernacle is more complete.
看九章十一节。
And let's read chapter 9 verse 11.
希伯来书九章十一节。
Hebrews chapter 9 verse 11.
但现在基督已经来到做了将来美事的大祭司，经过那更大更全备的帐幕，不是人的手所造，是属乎不是属乎这世界的。所以这里讲得很清楚。
And here it states very clearly.
我们的教会是不属世界。
So our church does not belong to the world.
它是属灵属神的。
And this is our churches belong to spirit
and God. 所以当耶稣他成全救恩的时候。
So when Jesus Christ fulfilled the salvation.
这个幔子从上到下列为两半。
And so the veil was split from top to bottom into two.
那这个幔子是什么？
And what is this veil?
就是他的身体。
And that it is his body.
所以耶稣借着死为我们流血舍命。
So Jesus Christ through death has gave us his life.
来成全了救恩。
And to fulfill the salvation.
我们来看第十章，希伯来书第十章。
And let's turn to Hebrews chapter 10.
十章十九节。
Verse 19.
说弟兄们，我们既因耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所，是借着他给我们开了一条又新又活的路，从幔子经过。这幔子就是他的身体。这边告诉我们。
And here tells us.
进入至圣所。
To enter into the holiest.
因为幔子从上到下列为两半。
And because the veil was split from top to bottom to two.
所以约翰福音里面讲到说，如今你们可以奉我的名祷告。
And so Gospel John talked about that now you can pray with my name.
那你们的祷告可以得到成全。
And your prayer will be fulfilled.
而且让你们的喜乐可以满足。
And so your joy can be filled.
以前的祭司要代替百姓赎罪。
And so the priest back in the days when need to redeem sins for the people, and once Once a year, he would come into the
holiest. 那今天我们随时跪下来祷告。
And today, all of us can constantly kneel down and pray.
我们奉主的名祷告。
We will pray in the name of Jesus.
我们就可以来到神的面前。
And we could come in front of God.
这是主耶稣的应许。
And so this is the promise of Lord Jesus Christ.
也是他为我们成全的救恩。
And this is the salvation that He has fulfilled for us.
所以圣经也告诉我们。
So the Bible also tells us.
这个神的帐幕。
The tabernacle of God.
今天也借着圣所到至圣所。
And today through the holiest and to the most holiest.
我们可以来到施恩宝座前。
And we could come in front of the merciful throne.
我们来看第四章。
And let's turn to chapter 4.
希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4.
第四章的十四节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 14.
我们既然有一位升入高天尊荣的大祭司，就是神的儿子耶稣，便当持定。所承认的道，因为我们的大祭司并非不能体恤我们的软弱，他也曾凡事受过试探，跟我们一样，只是他没有犯罪，所以我们只管坦然无惧来到施恩宝座前，为要得灵恤蒙恩惠，做随时帮助。所以我们今天奉主的名祷告。
And today we pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
我们可以来到神的面前。
We could come in front of God.
所以这个就成就了圣经的应许。
And so this fulfilled the promise in the Bible.
我们来看启示录。
And let's turn to Revelation.
启示录二十一章。
Revelation chapter 21.
二十一章特别告诉我们。
And chapter 21 specially tells us.
他说第三节。
And verse 3.
我听见有大声音从宝座出来说，看哪，神的帐幕在人间。他要与人同住，他们要做他的子民，神要亲自与他们同在，做他们的神。所以今天教会就是神的帐幕。
And today the church is the tabernacle of God.
那约翰福音第一章十四节就是讲到支搭帐幕。
And so Gospel John chapter 1 and 14 talks about pitching the
tabernacle. 所以三天跟四十六年你要理解。
And so from 3 days to 46 years, you have to understand.
那再来，主耶稣有讲一个道理。
And then Jesus spoke of another teaching.
约翰福音里面一直谈真。
And the Gospel of John constantly talks about truth.
然后到了十五章。
Until chapter 15.
我们先看第三章。
And let's read chapter 3 first.
约翰福音第三章。
Gospel John chapter 3.
三章的三十三节。
Chapter 3 verse 33.
说他领受他见证的，就印上印，证明神是真的。这边讲神是真的。
And here talks about that God is true.
而且神所差来的说神的话，神所赐的灵是没有限量。
And for he whom God has sent speaks the words of God, for God does not give the Spirit by measure.
所以你可以看到圣灵的工作是持续不断。
So you can see the work of the Holy Spirit is a continuous one.
然后到了第四章。
Until chapter 4.
我们看四十二节。
And let's read verse 42.
这边讲到耶稣基督真是救世主。
And here talks about that Christ the Savior of the world.
耶稣真是救世主。
And indeed the Christ is the Savior of the world.
再看第七章。
And let's read chapter 7.
第七章二十六节。
Chapter 7 verse 26.
说我们真知道他是基督。
And it says that we know that indeed he is truly Christ.
那我们看八章三十一节。
And chapter 8 verse 31.
八章三十一节。
Chapter 8 verse 31.
耶稣对信他的犹太人说，你们若常常遵守我的道，就真是我的门徒。
That Jesus said to those Jews who believe in him, if you abide in my word, you are my disciples indeed.
我们是他的子民。
So we are his children.
是他的儿女。
And we are his sons and daughters.
也是他的门徒。
And we are also his disciples.
所以他是我们的父。
So he is our father.
他要与我们同在。
And he will abide with us.
那到了十五章。
Until chapter 15.
十五章主耶稣讲真葡萄树。
And until chapter 15, Jesus spoke of the true vine.
讲到天父是栽培的人。
And it talks about the God is prunes.
那他用什么栽培我们？
And what is it that he used to prune us?
就是用圣灵栽培我们。
And he uses Holy Spirit.
而且我们是枝子。
And we are the branches.
那枝子要修理干净。
And so, the branches that it has to be pruned.
那第三节说就是借着神的道。
And verse 3 says that this is through the words of God.
所以我们在教会的侍奉里面。
So the servitude of us in the church,
我们要追求灵修。
We have to pursue after spiritual cultivation.
要分别为圣。
We have to sanctify ourselves.
看十七章。
And let's read chapter 17.
约翰福音十七章。
John chapter 17.
17章14节
John chapter 17 verse 14
我已经将这个道赐给他们 世界恨他们 因为他们不属世界 正如我不属世界 我不求你叫他们离开世界 只求你保守他们脱离那恶者 他们不属世界正如我不属世界一样 求你用真理使他们神圣 你的道就是真理 你怎样差我到世上 我也照样差他们到世上 我为他们的缘故自己分别为圣 叫他们也因真理成圣 所以枝子要修理干净 就是借着神的道
And so the branches would need to be pruned. This is through the words of God.
那枝子也不能离开这个树
And so the branches cannot depart from the
vine. 所以要多结果子 荣耀神
So it needs to bear multiple fruits to
那我们今天信耶稣
To testify for God. And so we believe in Jesus today.
主耶稣对我们的要求
And the request that Jesus has for us
我们不但是他的儿女
And not only we are their children
也是他的门徒
We are his disciples.
所以主耶稣对门徒有什么要求呢
And so what kind of request does Jesus has for his disciples?
我们要追求长进
And we have to pursue after growth. We have to distinguish ourselves from holy. So as a disciple,
第一个,
first you have to constantly abide in the word of God.
这样才能修理干净,
and so this way you can be pruned clean.
这个是约翰福音8章31节,
and so this is John chapter 8 verse 31.
到了约翰福音13章34节,
and until John chapter 13 verse 34 to
主耶稣给我们一条新命令,
And Jesus gave us a brand new
commandment.
And he wants us to love one another.
今天我们在教会里面,
and today when we're in church.
教会就是神的家,
so the church is the house of God.
我们应该要彼此相爱,
so we have to learn to love one another.
让人能够认出我们是主的门徒,
and we have to allow other people to know that we're the disciple of Christ.
到了15章,
until chapter 15.
主耶稣说,
Jesus
不是你们拣选我,
said, not, it's not that you have chosen us.
是我拣选你们。
I choose you.
15章16节
Chapter 15 verse 16.
那我拣选你们是要分派你们去结果子。
And I appointed you that you should go and bear fruit.
所以我们做门徒要多结果子。
So as a disciple, we have to bear fruit.
教会跟传福音也有关系。
So church has direct correlations.
那我们个人灵修也有关系。
Our personal cultivation.
所以第8节就讲。
So verse 8.
你们要多结果子,
and you have to bear much fruit.
我父就得到荣耀,
and so my Father will be glorified.
你们也就是我的门徒,
and you will be my disciples.
所以它里面也谈到教会的生活,
so here talks about the life in church.
跟门徒的追求,
and also the pursuit of the disciples.
那我们再看约翰福音第1章,
and let's turn to John chapter 1.
约翰福音第1章,
John chapter 1.
在第1章里面,
in John chapter 1.
我们看51节
And let's read verse 51
我实实在在告诉你们 你们将要看见天开了 神的使者上去下来 在人子身上 我们早上有看创世纪28章
And so this morning we have read Genesis chapter 28
这个雅各的梦
And this is the dream of Jacob
创世纪28章16节有讲
And Genesis chapter 28 verse 16 have said
当雅各睡醒的时候,
and when he awoke from his sleep,
他说神真的在这里, 我怎么不知道?
And he says, surely the Lord is in this place, I did not know it.
他说这个是神的殿, 天的门啊,
and he says that this is the temple of God and the gate of heaven.
约翰福音里面,
so in Gospel John,
也谈到耶稣就是天梯,
also talked about that Jesus being the
他就是得救的道路,
heavenly ladder. So he is the way of salvation.
所以如果我们看创世纪的28章,
so if you read Genesis chapter 28,
他说这个就是神的殿,
and it talks about that this is the temple of God.
教会是神的殿,
so the church is the temple of God.
教会就是基督的身体,
and so the church is the body of Christ.
所以有神同在,
so it has the abidance of God.
所以这里就是神的殿,
so this is the temple of God.
但是也是天的门,
but it's also the gate of heaven.
所以神的使者上去下来 在人子身上,
and so the messengers of God will ascend and descend.
那今天主耶稣来到世上,
and Lord Jesus Christ came to this world.
他成全了救恩,
he has fulfilled the salvation.
也为我们开了一条又新又活的道路,
and he has opened up a new and living way for us.
从幔子经过,
and through the veil.
所以约翰福音十四章第六节就这样。
So in John chapter 14 verse 6,
耶稣说我就是道路真理生命。
And Jesus says that I am the way, the truth.
人如果不借着我不能够到天父那里去。
Without me, that man cannot enter into the Father's way.
所以信仰是人生的方向。
So your faith is the direction of life.
那你这一条得救的道路你要怎么走？
And so this way of salvation, how would you walk it?
今天主耶稣为我们成全的救恩。
Today Jesus Christ has fulfilled the salvation.
那教会也扮演非常重要的角色。
And the church has played a very important role.
你今天教会，你要找真教会。
And today, when you look for church, you have to find the true church.
你要知道得救的道路怎么走。
And you have to know that which is the way of salvation.
哦，所以恩典真理从耶稣来。
And so the grace and truth will come from Jesus Christ.
哦，而且是充充满满，有恩典有真理。
And this is completely fulfilled and is full of truth.
哦，我们都从他来领受。
So all of us are receiving it directly from him.
那真理需要查考。
And so truth needs to be examined,
恩典可以体验
and grace you can experience.
所以当你在追求信仰认识耶稣
when you're pursuing your faith and knowing Jesus,
你要认识教会
and you have to know the church,
你可以从恩典入门
and you could come in through grace,
你也可以从真理入门
and you could come in through the truth.
你恩典入门你可以体验
so coming in through the, grace you can experience,
因为神是灵、啊、
because God is spirit.
你拜神要用心灵跟诚实
when you worship God you have to worship with spirit and
truth. 那真理你要查考
truth you have to study.
所以主耶稣说你们要查考圣经
and so Jesus said that you have to study the Bible,
因为内中有永生
because within it has eternal life.
那为我做见证的就是这本圣经
And the Bible bear testimony for me.
所以我们要为主耶稣做真见证。
So we have to bear the true testimony for the Lord.
我们今天所讲的都是真的。
And so everything that we've spoken today is
all true. 那我们也要为主做真见证。
And we have to bear true testimony for the Lord.
我们看二十一章。
And let's turn to chapter 21.
二十一章二十四节。
Chapter 21, verse 24.
为这些事做见证的，并且记载这些事，就是这门徒。我们也知道他的见证是真的。
And this is the disciple who testified of these things and wrote these things. We knew that this testimony is true.
所以教会要传扬真理。
So church needs to proclaim the truth.
教会要为主耶稣做真见证。
And the church would need to bear true testimony for Jesus.
就像《使徒行传》一章八节所讲的。
And just like Acts chapter 1 verse 8.
当圣灵降在你们身上。
And when Holy Spirit descends on you.
你们就要得着能力。
And you shall receive strength.
要从耶路撒冷、犹太全地、撒玛利亚，直到地极。为主耶稣做见证
and from Jerusalem and the land of Judea and Samaria, you will testify until
the end of the earth. 所以教会不是关着门传福音
and so the church we will not preach the gospel with our doors shut.
我们要勇敢为主耶稣做真见证
and we have to boldly testify the truth.
能够吸引万人来归主
and we can attract tens and thousands of people.
而且能够高举主的名
and we can exalt the name of Christ.
让神得到荣耀。
So his name can be glorified.
能够兴起发光。
And so it can be revived and shine the light.
我们来唱诗。
Let's sing him.
345首。
345。
我们同心来祷告。
And we will pray in one accord.
求主耶稣继续带领我们神训班很顺利。
And we ask the Lord Jesus Christ to continue to guide our theological seminar and be very smooth and watches our daily lives.
那我们也为教会各地圣工祷告。
And so we will pray for church and all different areas of holy work.
那也求主看顾我们每个家庭。
And we ask the Lord to watch over each and every one of our families.
也带领我们的工作。
And to also guide our work.
那我们同心来祷告。
And let's kneel down and pray in one accord.